When lawmakers arrived for the beginning of the 2018 legislative session, no one had much hope for a bill that would require universal background checks for gun sales. But events in recent weeks have changed the political equation in Montpelier. And on Thursday afternoon, Senate lawmakers approved the measure. VPR's Peter Hirschfeld has more.
The Senate gallery began to fill up well before the scheduled debate on universal background checks on Thursday afternoon. The crowd was full of the new faces of gun activism in Vermont, like William Bosco, a junior at Thetford Academy.
Me and my friends just think, in light of this thing that happened in Florida, that gun control is an issue that should involve high school students because it affects high school students.
Bosco's referring there, of course, to the mass shooting at Marjory Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida last month. And Bosco says the tragedy demands action on guns from lawmakers.
Seeing that happen in the form of background checks is definitely something that I would like to see happen, as a first step at least.
A couple of hours later, after a protracted debate on the Senate floor, Bosco and others got their wish.
Please listen to the results of your vote. Those voting yay, 17. Those voting nay, 13. And you have further amended the bill.
Chittenden County Senator Phil Baruth has been leading the charge for universal background checks since at least 2015, the arrest of an 18-year-old man who allegedly planned to shoot up Fairhaven Union High School last month was, by all accounts, the event that broke the legislative logjam.
Let there be no mistake about one thing. Mass shootings are a viral phenomenon, and Vermont has caught that virus like every other state in the union.
The bill would require background checks for private gun sales that aren't between immediate family members. Over the past 3 years, Vermont has added nearly 600 allegedly dangerous people to the list of individuals who'd be flagged in a background check as being ineligible to purchase a gun. And Baruth says that statistic spotlights the gaping loophole in existing gun laws.
Because all 589 can still go online right now today and buy the rifle, the AR-15 or handgun of their choice, from a stranger in a parking lot for cash without a background check.
Critics of the measure, though, say it'll add costs and inconvenience to responsible gun owners without improving public safety at all. Here's Bennington County Senator Dick Sears.
I really don't think a drug dealer from Holyoke, Mass., seeking to trade guns for drugs is going to go through a background check when he arrives in Vermont.
Caledonia County Senator Joe Benning would go on to note that many perpetrators of this country's most notorious mass shootings went through a federal background check to acquire their guns. The measure will head next to the Vermont House. House Speaker Mitzi Johnson said last month that she could not guarantee passage of the universal background check measure in that chamber. But House Majority Leader Jill Krawinski now says the votes are there. And Republican Governor Phil Scott has said that if the bill makes it to his desk before the end of the session, he'll, quote, probably sign it. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.